Hello?
Hi, good morning. Is Gary available, please?
Who's calling?
My name's James. I'm calling from MMA Legal. You've inquired in regards to a Scottish redress compensation payment. Is that correct?
Yeah.
How are you, Gary? Yes. You all right, pal?
Yeah, not bad. I was actually speaking to my brother. He was actually awarded it recently as well.
Right, okay, okay. No problem at all.
And he was through Thompson's solicitors.
Yes, no problem at all, Gary. So what I'll do, I'll explain to you, okay, a brief description. So my name is James Thompson. I'll be your case handler. In regards to you being within the care services before the year 2004, you will qualify for a Scottish redress payment, okay. Now, the average redress payment in regards to compensation at this moment in time is around about £45,000, okay.
Uh-huh.
Now, what I need to do, Gary, I just need to go through a brief statement with you and get a form of ID that we can get it packaged up and sent through to the solicitors, okay?
Okay.
You will receive an authorisation letter later today as well to confirm that you're happy in regards to speak to the solicitors, okay?
Yeah.
Is that all right, Gary?
Yeah.
Brilliant stuff.
I will let you know, though, that if I want to come back with 40 grand or something like that, I'm not accepting that.
No, yeah, you don't have to. What they'll do, the solicitors will go into your statement. They'll let you know what they're going to put forward in regards to compensation and let you know if you're happy with that. If you wish for them to push more, then you can authorise them to do so.
Okay.
Brilliant.
Yep.
So, Gary, I'm just going to go for a statement with yourself now, buddy, all right? So, I've got a surname as Doricott, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Gary, I've got your email address down on the register here. It's GaryD1989@yahoo.co.uk. Is that right?
Yep.
Okay. Gary, can you just confirm your date of birth for me, please?
8th of July, 1989.
8th of July, 1989, yep.
Yep.
Brilliant. Bear with me just one moment. Okay. Confirm your postcode for me, please, Gary.
KE269R.
Sorry, say that again, bud.
Kilo Alpha 26, 9
yes,
Romeo
Kilo
Delta.
Alpha 26, 9 Romeo Delta. Brilliant. Is it Gervan, is that correct?
Yes.
And which house number or name?
18.
Number 18, brilliant stuff. So it's going to take me about 5 minutes to complete a statement with yourself. And then once I've done that, I'll let you know what's going to happen moving forward. All right. So the best contact number we have for you is the one I'm ringing you on now, and it ends in 473. Is that correct?
Yep.
Okay. I need to ask you a series of questions now. You just need to let me know if you're happy to answer or not. Okay. Have you ever been known by any other names, Gary?
No.
You never have. Okay. Can you just confirm your age for me?
36.
Yep, that's fine. And we need to ask this question. Do you have any terminal illnesses at all?
No.
That's fine. Okay. Next question. We need to place onto your report your parents' names. Do you know your parents' names? Are they still with us?
No, they're dead.
Okay. Do you still know, do you manage to know their names and date of birth by any chance?
I know my mum's.
Go on.
My mum's is Susan Hay.
Susan Hay, S-U-S-A-N.
Yep, H-A-Y.
H-A-Y, okay. What's the date of birth of Susan?
14-6-70.
14-6-1970. Okay, your father's name?
Kenneth Doricott.
Kenneth Doricott, yep.
Yep, I'm not sure of his date of birth though.
Don't worry about that. We'll be able to get that from the records. We just have to ask just to see if you do know so they can match up, okay?
Uh-huh.
Won't be a second, buddy. Kenneth, is it K-E-N-E-T-H?
K-E-N-N-E-T-H, I think.
Yeah, okay. No problem at all. That's fine. Okay, before, how old was you when you went into child care services, Gary? Can I ask?
I think 6 or 7.
Around about 6 or 7, yeah?
Yep.
Okay. Okay.
Maybe just slightly older than that as well.
Yeah, don't worry about it. They'll just, it's just so they can match up with the records. That's all it is, roughly, when you started. Okay, so the legal team can match up. Do you know, before you went into care, do you know the address that you were staying at?
Oh, but just before I went into care?
Yeah, so do you remember when you was younger, before you went into care? Do you remember any childhood addresses?
I'd stayed at, was it 141? I'm not 100% sure, but I did stay in Inchkeith Drive in Dunfermline.
Where, sorry?
Inchkeith Drive.
Do you want to spell that for me, Paul?
Inch.
Yes.
Keith, Keith Drive.
And you said that's in Dunfermline?
Yep. I also stayed in...
I've got it here, I can see it. Bear with me a moment. Inchkeith Drive, Dunfermline, Kilo Yankee, yep. 11, Fort Hotel Whisker. There we go. Do you remember what number it was, did you say?
I don't. I think it was at 140, something like that.
That's fine. Don't worry about that. Like I said, we can check with records. So we just have to place it on there so they've got something to work with. Like I said, if there is any mistakes, the records will correct that. Okay.
Yeah.
Do you have any siblings at all, Gary?
Yes, I've got older brothers and younger.
Okay. We need to place their names and date of birth onto your report once again to match up with records.
I know my big brother's date of birth, but I don't know the rest of them.
Don't worry about it. What I'm going to do then, I'm just going to take the names. Do you recall the names and first names and surnames?
Yeah.
Yeah, go on, fire away with them, please, Gary.
Christopher Hay. 8/11/87 says date of birth.
Okay, sibling, please.
That's the brother that we both of us were in the care system together.
Right, okay, that's fine. Like I said, there will be records on that, so don't worry about that. Next sibling for me, please, Gary.
Nicole Hamilton.
Nicole, did you say?
Yep.
And did you say, is it Hay?
Hamilton.
Oh, Hamilton.
Yeah, different dad.
Okay, that's perfectly fine. And next sibling, please, Gary.
Liam Hamilton.
Liam Hamilton.
Yep.
Okay, next sibling, please.
The rest of them have died and been adopted.
Okay, no problem at all, that's fine. I'll update that on the records for you. Yeah, that's fine. No problem at all. Just update that. That's fine. Brilliant stuff there, Gary. Okay. So, do you remember when you was in childcare services? Do you know what the authority you would have been cared under? So, would it have been Glasgow or was it Dunfermline?
Faith Social Work. Theresa Mulholland was my social worker at the time.
Right. Okie doke. Was it Dunfermline? Was it a council?
By the way, I can actually give you addresses just now, because I've just remembered that I've got my medical things right beside me here.
All right, okay, that's fine. Well, I'll take them from you shortly, all right.
Let me just see you.
Go on.
Where is my address? Forty Condine Factory was another address as well.
Where's that? Before you was 40. In care?
Yes.
Okay, that's fine. No problem.
TRON.
Yep.
HEIN Parkway, number 40.
Brilliant. Okay.
I was there for a few years, and there's another one as well.
Well, okay, it only does require the one, okay, so I have placed into there that one, all right, so don't worry about that. Gary, in regards to the establishment where you was at in children's home, do you remember the names of the children's homes you attended?
Tibble Education and Care Centre, St Mary's, St Mary's. the garden house.
Yeah. What we need to do then, I need to find the locations of these, all right? So what I'm going to do, when you first went into care, do you remember the name of the first place that you went to?
It was foster parents. That was the first one.
Yeah, okay.
There was actually moved about a few foster parents, which I can't remember
where they were. Give me a second. So foster parents, how long would you be foster parents for, do you reckon, up until what age?
I was with my foster parent up until late. I reckon it was after the millennium anyway. I was about twelve.
Got about 12. Okay.
Yeah. And that was I can give you the address for that foster care as well.
Yeah, please, if you don't mind.
92 Admiralty Road, Rosyth.
Give me a second, let me just put that into the checker. So it was 92, where was it?
Admiralty Road.
Admiralty, do you want to spell that? Is it A-D-M?
M-I-R-A-L-T-Y. I think it's T-Y-11.
Is that correct? Dunfermline.
Yeah, Dunfermline Rosyth, yeah.
Yeah, I've got it.
That's my foster parent. I actually still talk to her quite regularly.
Okay, that's fine, no problem. I've got the postcode Kilo Yankee 11, 1 Quebec.
QQJ.
Yeah, that's the one. Brilliant. Okay, so when you was 12, you would have left there. Where did you go to?
I went to Newton Stewart.
Newton Stewart, did you say? Is that correct?
That was fantastic. Yeah. Newton Stewart.
Uh-huh. And was that a children's home?
Yes. That was absolutely true.
Okay, bear with me a moment. What we'll do, we'll get a statement from you soon in regards to where you was at. I just need the locations first of all right?
Yeah.
Give me a moment. Give me a second. Is that not there no more?
Pardon? Has it been knocked down? No, it's been knocked down.
Yeah,
it's been knocked down. I actually believe that my big brother's case, that's why his one all came about, was the thing that happened in the children's room.
Okay. Give me just one moment there, Gary. I'm just going to find out the actual address for the Newton Stewart Children's Home. Won't be a moment, okay?
Oh, if you don't have the address there.
Do you have the address?
I don't know, because see some of the folders that I'm actually looking at just now, it's all been redacted.
Go on. Right, okay. Okay.
It was Woodland School. That was the name of it.
Woodland School?
It was Woodland School, yes.
Let me try and find that.
I don't think it comes up with anything for it now.
Won't be a moment.
Just load my talk. Because me and my brother are actually talking as well. See the medical record that we've got?
Yeah, I've found it here, but give me a moment.
So it's a full old size of building,
is it? Yeah, Crosby Road, Newton Stewart, Delta Golf,
sure.
886 Juliet Bravo. Yeah, I can see you there, that's correct. Okay. And how long was you there for, from you was 12 till when? Can I ask, Gary?
About 13, I think. I might have been younger.
Okay.
I might have been younger. We'll just put it roughly
on there, okay. Yep. Around about 12 to 13. The records don't marry up, but like I say, it's ideal just to get as close as we can, okay.
Yep.
I won't be a moment, Gary. Okay, where did you go from after there, Gary?
I went to a place in Lockerbie called the Garden House.
Called where, sorry?
I'm not sure of it. The Garden House.
The Garden House. Give me a moment.
Now that was a place that it was through another. It was a safe kind of place it was meant to be. I can't really explain it. It's difficult for me.
No, no problem. How long was you there for, do you reckon?
A couple of weeks.
A couple of weeks. Okay. Was there any abuse in there, or where was most of the abuse at?
Woodland school, things like that as well. It's really been the treatment and things like that as well, and some members of staff and getting restrained, being over physical.
Where was that? Was that at Newton? Was that at Woodland School, was it?
That's Woodland School, yeah.
Okay, so that's where the majority of it happened. So when you left there, you went to... Where did you go to long-term after Woodland School?
I went to Kibble Education and Care Home.
Say that again, sorry.
I went... Long-term after that, it was Kibble. But I was actually Kibble. Before Kibble, I was actually at St Mary's Ten Muir.
And that
Riggs.
Was in Paisley, Kibble Children's Home, yeah?
Yep.
Give me a second.
I was really there till the end of it then after that.
Okay, give me just one moment. I'm just going to get the address for Kibble. It won't be a moment. Okay.
1 Gowdy Street, I think it is. 1 Gowdy Street, Paisley.
Yeah, is it Gowdy Street? Is that correct? Yeah.
Yeah, I've
got it here.
I've actually found... Yeah, we've done school Crosby Road. I've actually found a bit of paperwork.
Okay.
That was in 2000.
One moment.
That was in 2002.
Okie doke. Give me a second. How old was you when you left care? Was it 16,
17? 16, yeah.
16 years, okay. 16 years old. Okay, it won't be a moment, Gary.
Just on my list of things that
help. Sorry, Gary, it won't be a second. Okay, I'm just updating your report. Bear me just one moment.
Yep. Did you get
Thank
the part
you,
where I was Bert. In the where I was in the security unit as well?
Yeah, that's fine. No problem at all. Place that onto here. Just give me a moment.
There's another one there as well that I've actually just seen when I'm reading on my reports as we're talking.
Okay.
I was removed to a security unit in Dunfermline that's an undisclosed address.
Okay, if the solicitors do need that, they'll get that from you. Okay. Now, what I do need to place onto your report, Garrett, is we have to place a beneficiary which works as like a next of kin, really. So if anything
right.
was to happen to you before... you wish to receive your money, who would you like your money to go to?
My son. I've just
okay.
had a son.
Bear me a moment. You've just had a son,
you say? This is exactly why I'm doing this now.
Right.
I've just had my son.
That's fair
myself. I'm going to myself.
I totally understand. I've actually
spoke to my brother recently as well, and he's been talking about the neglect and the abuse that we went through, how we didn't really get the best start in life. Anyway, and obviously then by the time we went into the homes, the system was duty bound to take care for us and make sure we weren't neglected and things like that as well, and not put back out into the world the way we were.
Okay.
And it's directly impacted my son's life as well, isn't it?
Of course, I can imagine. I really do understand. So, Gary, what I need to see in regards to your beneficiary...
Yes.
In regards to your beneficiary in next of kin, we do have to place somebody on there... over the age of 18. Okay,
my son's mum.
To go to someone. Your son's mum.
My son's mum.
Okay.
Yeah.
Bear me a moment.
She's not a badging, you know. She's not a badging.
Okay, give me a moment. What's your son's mum's name?
Demi. D-E.
Say that again, you broke up, bud.
Demi. D-E-M-I. Our second name's Conway.
Conway. C-O-N-W-A-Y.
Not C-O-N-W-A-Y, yes.
Okay. Do you know her date of birth at all?
I'll just ask her, isn't it?
No problem.
Babe. Yeah? What's her date of birth? Eh?
20th of the
19th. 20th of the 19th, 96.
20th of the 9th, 1996.
Yep.
Okay. Bear with me a moment. Okay, does she have a contact telephone number?
Yes.
Go on.
2 seconds, did you put it into it? I'll put it right out my phone. 07428
417
478.
Okay. Is she aware of you being in care?
Yes.
She is, okay. Give me a moment. Okay, next question I need to ask Garrett. What was the main reason you was placed into care? Was it troubled child? Was it in regards to parents? What was it?
It was parents and things. My mum had a number of miscarriages and child deaths and drug abuse.
Okay, no problem at all. So what I'm now going to ask you, I'm going to go into a statement with yourself, okay? Just before I continue, I'm just going to take the name of your local doctor's surgery. Where's your local doctor's? What's it called? Hello?
Hello, it is Girvan Community Hospital.
It's what, sorry?
Girvan Community Hospital.
Girvan Community Hospital?
Girvan. G-I-R.
Yep.
G-I-R-V-A-N.
Community Hospital. Yep. Okay, and that's your local doctors in Girvan, yep. I've got the address here, that's fine. Give me just one moment. Okay, brilliant stuff. So, in regards to you, we have to go through a statement with yourself now. I'll make you aware that everything is kept confidential in regards to your statement. We're fully aware that there could have been a form of a mental, physical or sexual abuse. Can you just confirm in which establishment that the abuse was sustained at? Hey there, Gary.
No.
Can you hear me okay? Gary?
Yes, can you hear me okay, yeah?
Yeah, I can hear you perfectly fine.
Hello?
Can you hear me all right? Yep, yeah. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Brilliant. So in regards to the establishment, in regards to the abuse that you sustained, where was this?
Woodland.
Okay. Woodland School. You was there for around about a year, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Let me just go.
Okay. What sort of abuse was sustained? Can I ask? Physical, mental or sexual?
Physical and mental.
Physical and mental, yep.
Yep.
Okay. What sort of physical abuse happened there? Was it from the staff members?
Members of staff, yeah. Other children as well. But other members of staff,
okay.
Just being abusive.
From members of staff and other children, yeah?
Yep.
Okay. Do you recall, in regards to the physical abuse, how did it happen?
How do you mean?
So, in regards, was you physically attacked? Was you hit with any items?
I was hit by a couple of members of staff on a couple of occasions. I was forcibly restrained. There had been scarred on my body.
Okay. Okay, bear me along.
I've got a scar on my face from where I was restrained one day.
So you've got a full scar on your face from being restrained, yeah?
Yep.
Okay. I need to place that on your report. It's vitally important. Give me one moment.
Yep, that was within school where I was being restrained one day. I put down a member of staff. He said he went to do and put his hand on my face, but he went to kind of slap me, but it scratched my face and it's completely wide open.
Okay, bear with me a moment, Gary.
I can remember the guy's name as well, but I can't remember his second name.
Okay, don't worry about that. Give me just one moment. Okay, so physical and mental abuse from there, okay. Was there anywhere else that you suffered any abuse?
I would say neglect and things like that as well in some of the other places.
Okay. There wasn't the correct protocols put in place, would you say, no?
Yes, definitely.
Okay. Gary, I need to ask you this question now. In regards to your adulthood, I can see it's had an effect on you. Like I said, the compensation is never going to heal any scars, but it's there to give you a brighter future and hopefully a bit of a light at the end of the tunnel. The solicitors, you will be allocated a solicitor. They'll be going in for the highest amount possible, okay? If they go in for an amount and you're not too happy with that, you can negotiate with them and instruct them to go in for a higher amount for you, okay? Now,
got a figure in my head.
Okay, that's fine. Yep, no problem at all. You can have that chat with them. Do you, in regards to your adulthood, do you suffer with any anxiety, PTSD, any sort of mental health issues? You do? Okay.
Yes.
All of the above?
I've actually got complex PTSD. Due to my childhood and an accident. And then I had an accident as well, so I've actually got PTSD from childhood, PTSD from abuse, PTSD from a motorbike crash.
Okay, very
So it can trigger very various amounts of time.
Of course it does, okay. Right, so I'll place that onto your report. It's massively important, okay. So I've got quite a bit of information there. If there's anything that you need to elaborate on when the solicitors do contact you in regards to your statement, you can do that, okay. What I'm now going to do, make you aware, obviously, before we discuss your case, we need to obviously explain that the funding options clearly. The three ways that you can proceed with a Redress Scotland application, okay. You can apply with yourself without a solicitor. You can instruct a solicitor who participates in the government legal fee scheme. Up to £2,000 is paid from the government for legal advice, or you can instruct us under a private agreement. We do not participate in government legal fee schemes, so if you choose us, it would be under a private agreement, okay. In regards to getting you the highest payment, the legal team, the solicitors will go into that and get you the highest amount possible, okay. The reason why they do that, the legal team, they will require, so that they will instruct for their legal cost 20%, so they're going to go in for the highest amount you can possibly get, okay. They will go in for the highest amount possible. So are you okay with that? Yep.
Yep.
Brilliant, Gary. So that's fine. What I'm now going to do then, I'm just going to pop you on hold for 30 seconds, Gary. I'm just going to speak with the administration team. They're going to get you a message sent out. Do you use the application on your mobile WhatsApp?
Yes.
Yep. So we'll need a form of ID for your case file, and we'll need a proof of address as well. Okay. Now, the proof of address has to be dated within the last 3 months, okay? So I'll come back to you in a second. I'm just going to speak to the administration's team. Just bear with me 1 minute. The line will go silent. I'll be back with you in a minute, Gary. Is that okay? Cheers, bud.
Okay, thank you.
So for this point, on the center, that was me, you get everything?
To tell you.
Oh, go to him, but...
No. To tell Dad.
You need to get the bottle, go to him.
Oh, we go Dad.
Yeah, but it's... Shame I'm going. Yeah?
Why?
Stuff at home. Oh, the same, does the girlfriend know you're in the fear? That's what happened, sorry. Someone that's comparing, aren't they?
Thank you.
Hiya, Gary. Can you hear me okay?
Yep.
Brilliant stuff. Okay, so our administration team have now sent you a message via the application WhatsApp. If you go onto your WhatsApp messages, there should be a message on there. Yeah, so bear with me one moment. Bear with me 1 second. That's just going to be amended. Okay, bear with me a moment. I do apologise. Sorry, Gary, it won't be a second. There you go, Gary. So that's been amended now. Can you see that?
Yep.
Brilliant. So we need a form of photo ID and a proof of address dated in the last 3 months. So we need that because you're making a claim. We'll need that as a form of ID and a proof of address. So have you got a driving license, passport, or a bus pass?
I've got a driving license and a passport, yes.
Yep, okay, the passport in date?
Should be,
yeah, no problem at all. Can you take a picture of that? It has to be a clear picture, and it has to be the full passport, okay, because it is a form of ID. Mm-hmm. Because we're contacting the Scottish Government, it does have to be clear, okay.
See the proof of address, I've actually got my... my last prescription thing there, but that's dated for the 10th, 24th of the 10th, so I need to go to the doctor and get a letter.
It has to be, so ideally, if you've got anything from this year, that would be better, because we're in the second month, it just gives us a little bit of a bit of a leeway, okay? It can be anything through the post.
That's no problem. I won't have that today for you. What do you need today?
Yeah, ideal. We need it now to get it sent over to the legal team, yes, so we can get your case moving. Are you able to do that while we're on the phone?
Well, I can't get you that letter right now, because I'm not actually in the home right now.
You're not? Right, okay. Don't worry about that. That's fine. What we'll do then, I'll just put a notification on your report that we're still waiting for that. What have you actually got now, ID-wise?
My passport, I think, and my driving license.
If you can send your passport and driving license, that's fine. We can use that as a proof of address and a picture ID. As long as your driving license has got your address on there and it's still in date, that's fine. If you can fire them over now, that's everything completed. You don't need a letter. Yeah, take your time, Gary. Take your time.
Okay. I'm sorry. What's the length of your case files? See the amount of time
it takes. If you watch, how long
what's
does it
the average
take
length?
To get everything? It roughly takes around about 6 to 8 months. It can be a little bit longer, but as soon as the legal team get your redress number, then they'll get everything sorted for you. So that's why we try and get your case package up now. Oh, did it?
I see my brother's a lot longer than that.
Yeah, so it can take a little bit longer. When the solicitors do contact you, they'll be able to give you a more accurate time frame. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine, my job
is now, because I'm your case handler, I've got to get your case packaged up now and get it sent over to the legal team right away. I'll make you aware as well, your ID and your driving license, so your passport and driving license, they can't be one picture. They have to be two separate pictures. So one picture of your phone, one picture of your passport, and one picture of your driving license. And they have to be clear, okay?
Yeah, no problem at all. I'm just going to get them just now, hopefully. I think my driving license is actually in my car.
No problem at all. That's fine. That's perfectly fine. No problem at all.
Right. Here we are. Passport.
Take your time,
Gary. That was there, all right. I have my passport. There it's there. There's my passport. Right. So I'm guessing you're wanting the... Well, 27, it's in date till. Can you just double check that passport photo's okay for
you? Yeah, I'm just going to check this on our end here, okay? Bear with me a moment. Gary, that's absolutely perfect. I'll save that to your file now.
Just a second, I'm just trying to sign my license now. There's my license as well.
Yeah, no problem at all. I'll just pop that into your file. Brilliant, Gary, that's perfectly fine. So I've saved your driving license as well. So that's you completed there. Last thing I need to do, there's an authorisation email that's just been sent to your email address. It's a click sign document to state that you're happy being allocated with a solicitor. If you can just jump onto your email, sign that, that's everything completed then.
All right.
It should be from MMA. If you go onto your emails for me, you see it from MMA Legal. Now, once again, my name is James Thompson. I am your case handler. If you've got any questions throughout the whole process, you can contact me back on this number at any time between the hours of 9:30 a.m. till 6:30 p.m. Monday to Friday. You will be allocated the solicitor in around about 7 days' time. Okay. Let me know when you're on that email, and if you need any help, it's just a click sign document. Once you click on it, it just asks for a signature, but it's an electronic signature. So when you click on that, it'll automatically do it for you.
MMA, Logic Legal.
That's the one, bud. Click on that, and it should say proceed to sign document.
Oh, that's a lot of lines. I'm just... proceed to document, yeah.
Gary, what I'm going to do for you as well, for security, I'm going to place on your report a password. So if anybody rings you up regarding your redress payment or wants to speak to you regarding your Scottish redress, you need to ask them straight away what your password on your file is. If they don't know the password, then they're nothing to do with your redress, so it gives you some security. What would you like your password to be? It can be anything.
My son's name.
Okay, what's your son's name?
Gary Conway.
Do you want to spell that for me?
It's just the same as my name, G-A-R-Y. And
oh,
then Conway,
C-O-N. Conway, yeah. Okay,
C-O-N.
That's fine.
Yeah, Conway.
I've got it, Gary Conway. Brilliant stuff, okay. So I've placed that onto your report for you, all right?
Now, see, because my brother's already been through this system as well.
Yep.
Thompson solicitors were wanting to talk to me, but I've been really struggling to come to terms with a lot of this. It's only been in the last couple of months that I've really decided that I want to go ahead with it. Now, Thompson solicitors did start a process.
Right.
I'm not sure if that's beneficial or a hindrance for you.
Probably not. In regards to that, did you sign anything or anything like that?
No. Basically,
no,
what was happening is they were coming... And they were actually wanting statements about things that was happening. And even till to this date with yourselves, I don't really want to talk about it as much because it brings a lot back.
No, of course. That's why we've asked statements. We try and keep it as brief as we can because we can elaborate on your statement. It's not a problem. We don't like people to go back to the past, but we kind of need to know a tiny little bit just to pop onto a statement. Okay.
Well, what I do have for you is I have a trusted person round about me that can speak on my behalf.
Yeah, you can do that. So when this
basically, when me and my brother's talking about the past and things like that as well, it's like a conversation between us because we were both there. And I find it easier that I can talk to my brother about it, and my brother, because he's been through all this stuff with us as well, he's able to transfer my answer to yours without getting upset and things like that as well. He's done a lot of rehabilitation things and things like that as well, and treatments.
Cool.
He's done a lot of that to remain calm and not get upset you at all, whereas I'm a bit different. I start getting a bit upset and my PTSD kicks in.
Emotions in heightened. Of course, I'm fully aware.
Yeah, when
the solicitors do ring you, you can make them aware of that, and you can add somebody onto your report that... If they wish to speak to, they can do. Okay. Have you managed to complete your authorisation email there, Gary?
I'm just actually... I think some have read that.
Yeah, I can see you on it there as well. Bear with me a moment.
I thought the best you could do that for you. There's plenty of funding options. Alright. I'm not going to be able to read that full page.
Yeah, so it's literally just authorisation and states that it's 20% that the solicitors do cover for their legal costs. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Once you click 20% on it,
of the overall end figure?
Of the overall end figure, yes, correct, yeah. It was 25%, but it's been, our legal team have reduced it. Okay, it's 20%. So that's the maximum they can take. They can't take any more than that. But like I said, they'll be going into the highest figure possible.
Yeah, but just my last insurance claim from a motorbike accident, and it was a 20% no win, no fee thing. When it got to the end, I had to pay all my lawyer's fees, all that, and the next thing, as well as 20% of the thing about the end up. I was just wanting to make sure that was clear before.
No, so yeah, it is 20%, that's it, the maximum. I can see you've done that, Gary. So, Gary, everything's completed now, buddy, all right. And what I'm going to do, I'm going to get your case packaged up. I'm going to send it over to the legal team, and they'll get everything sorted. They'll be in contact with you in due course, buddy, all right?
Okay.
Cheers. Remember, there's a password on your report, so if anybody rings you regarding your Scottish redress, before you even bother speaking to him, can you just confirm my password, please? If they don't confirm your password, put the phone down. They're nothing to do with your case. All right.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Cheers, Gary. Speak to you soon, bud. Take care now.
Thank you. Bye-bye.